After talks in Brussels lasting late into Monday night, EU Council President Donald Tusk declared that the days of irregular migration to Europe are over.
The irregular flow of migrants along the Western Balkan route have now come to an end. To facilitate this change, we agreed to help Greece and to deploy a massive humanitarian assistance.
In principle, all irregular migrants arriving in Greece from Turkey will be returned. For each Syrian national who is sent back, Turkey wants Europe to accept an officially recognized Syrian refugee from its territory. Asylum applications by other nationalities would be dealt with case by case.
So with this game-changing position, in fact, our objective is to discourage illegal migration, to prevent human smugglers, to help people who want to come to Europe through encouraging legal migration in a disciplined and regular manner.
Thousands of migrants are stuck on Greece's border with Macedonia, as Balkan states have all but closed the route north. Many are unsure of their next move.
Now I don't know, because if they say that you should go to Turkey, I will go to Turkey. It's better. Yeah. If I go ahead, I should pay a lot for the smuggle. Yeah.
In return for accepting returned migrants, Turkey has asked for a doubling of EU aid to help it deal with the crisis to $6.6 billion. Ankara also wants visa-free travel and EU accession talks to be sped up. Amnesty International has criticised the deal, saying that each resettlement place offered by Europe would be contingent upon another Syrian risking their life by crossing the sea to Greece.
If we're going to start seeing Turkey being used effectively as Europe's border guard, that has real risks and dangers for refugees themselves. By no means is Turkey a safe country for refugees and migrants.